only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Monday, so this is my final day on air, and this is Trini's first day back, and like I was telling people earlier this week, Trin, I'm so excited to be back on air, unlike you, but I was sleeping.
Unlike me, no, yeah. I miss it, but you know, like when you get into something, we'll touch on that later, you almost have to like make yourself remote, because if you don't, it'll stress you out when you can't get to the things that you like doing the most.
Yeah,
I sent you a message on a Tuesday, like, I won't be on tonight, and I thought it was a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. That's just how deep in I've been with these other things that's been going on. But I miss it, you know. I talk too much not to be on air.
Get out.
What? You've had phone conversations with me.
Right, get out. Oh, I definitely get it. I know that was something I was definitely looking forward to, and Monday I was just hyped and excited, and I need to check out the archives for that. But we are back Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, standard time, 8 p.m. out there. So let's start from the beginning. You know, it's a brand new season, but when we went on break, it was still 2012. It was right before Christmas, the holiday. What was the holiday season for you like?
Let's see. The holiday season, well, first of all, we got to meet each other in person. That was, and even though it was completely unexpected, I think, you know, that was kind of like the break that I needed. A lot of times we talk on air about our lifestyles and everything that's going on, the fun things, the bad things, the good things, but we don't really get into our personal lives. Mm-hmm. You know, like, no one knows if we have kids or if we have, you know, all those details. But Crush You, we had shared conversations that we do this show with no income.
Mm-hmm.
But we pay for what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We put in the time and the energy to do the advertising and,
mm-hmm.
you know, get it out there. It's very time-consuming, but it's something that we love to do.
Mm-hmm.
Crush has been doing Phone Fantasy Radio, what, 5-6 years?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I came on board at the end of last year, but I had a social site that I had been doing, which, you know, kind of made me more of a subject matter expert, but I hadn't been working, and I hadn't worked in like a year.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got into the radio show, it was really a way to do things that I really love and I wasn't really sure how everything was going to work out. So at the end of 2012, you know, I was telling Preston I'm going to have to go ahead and find a different job and try to figure out. We were really trying to push to see before the end of 2013 what that was going to be so that we could schedule all the shows for, you know, for this year.
Mm-hmm.
That was originally the plan, and nothing was working out the way I wanted it to work out. So in December, I remember talking to Preston. We had no plans for Christmas. And I was fortunate enough to get, you know, a free trip to New York for like a week. And I talked to Crush, like, Crush was the first person I called when I landed. I was like, I'm in New York. I'm in New York. So New York was great. I was very fortunate to actually be able to do that over the holidays, for the holidays. And then I met you. And when I got back, I was, you know, fortunate enough to get a job right before Christmas.
Mm.
And I started the day after Christmas. And I have not had a day off since then, but like two. So within all that, you know, I've had some real cool things go down. Some people have came to visit. I haven't been able to just wild out like I would like to. I did have like a couple little get-togethers. But between work and everyday girl, you know, it is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
So I just try to stay focused and get it done and try to hope for the best. I'm just glad to be on for tonight for the first season. In the beginning of the year, because I love Swing the State of Mind, and I've been excited to be a part of this project. We don't know what's going to happen with me in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping, you know, that, you know, to be able to fill in with some other stuff, but Swing the State of Mind is not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be right here every Wednesday from 8 p.m. Central to 10 p.m. Central, Texas time.
That's 9 to 11 Eastern, girl.
Yeah, it's, Southern time.
You know,
what about you? I know we talked about what we wanted for Christmas, and I was like, I'm probably not going to get anything. And I didn't get anything, but I was okay with it. What about you?
I was fortunate enough to get a $40 Bath and Body Works gift card. That's what I got for Christmas. Yay!
Okay, you got a what now?
You know, Bath and
Body. Oh, it was a gift card.
Yeah, a gift card from Bath and Body.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, a friend of a friend gave me, you know, we exchanged gifts, which was cool. You know, and, you know, if it wasn't for him, I would have got nothing. So, yay! And I met you. We had pizza. We had a little mini pizza party.
Yeah.
And,
you went to sleep.
I went to sleep. Damn, we had to blow me up. Everybody just blowing me up. This is the second time in a row, people blow me up. Yes, I fell asleep. Damn, y'all. That pizza had thick cheese on it.
But you weren't alone. You were not alone.
Right. Well, not alone. But, yeah, we had a good time. We met Brick. We met Brick from Brick House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hello? Okay. Yeah. Okay, I think you guys can hear me. I don't know what happened to Crush. Hopefully she'll be calling back in here. He should be back any minute. You guys know she does not allow me to be on the show without her because I say inappropriate things. So, any minute now, she's going to be popping up. I think she just popped back up. There she goes.
Hello.
Yes.
That was a trick.
Yeah,
my internet crashed. I got knocked off. My internet is like, yeah, not working. no connection here. Okay. But like I was saying, I'm back on air. I started a brand new show on Monday, debut of Musically Inclined. I do the Honey Suite on Tuesdays. And that's about it. At this time, I think we could go ahead and play some music.
Yeah, this would be appropriate.
Yeah.
I look and say, is it the first Wednesday of the month? Because, you know, that's when it usually happens.
No, it's not the first Wednesday, but that's what I'm saying. It's not. It's actually the third. We're into the third Wednesday. And
okay.
I don't know why. It was fine. It was just working
it's
fine.
It's all good. It's peanut butter jelly time now.
Right. So we got some good music, and I'll figure out what's going on my end.
Okay.
I love tech support. All right. You got that?
Yeah.
Just random stuff on here, right? Just pick one.
I get to pick. Yay!
Yeah, you get to pick. I don't have no internet.
Look, I'm like all into like, ooh.
Okay, this one. Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't get to do as much.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa. How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I'll break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be a, I'll be a, in the hotel or in the back of the rental. On the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. How your friends teasing you about how sprung I got you. Wanna show me you can work it, baby? No problem, get on top and get your bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to this shit. After you woke up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your hand. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'm on top ride like you're in a rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before. Cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch him? Had me thinking about that after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, her lights off, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we grind. As long as she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne campaign. Bottle after bottle, it's on. And we gon' sip to every bubble and every bottle of dawn.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going to you.
Whoa.
I take you to the candy shop. What would take the water track? I have to spend all you got. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Hello.
Me doing production work. If y'all don't know, I've been taking collections for a new computer for how long? For a very long time. I think we might have, hopefully we didn't lose Crush again. I thought she was here, but I don't see her now. But I am here. I don't know why she would leave me in charge, but, you know, we're just going to go ahead and roll.
Oh, what happened was, right, the phone was on mute.
You know what? Okay.
I was really
okay,
introducing.
We need to start. Is this one of those things we're going to have to start the intro all over again and just start this from scratch? Because we have the ability to do that.
You know what it is, y'all? I've been gone for a minute, and now we back, and I just forgot the whole lineup. I forgot the whole lineup. I don't normally use my phone. I use Skype, and Skype is down.
Don't be all discombobulated. One of the things that, you know, I think that people like about our show is because we usually have some type of structure, and then I'm the one that gets off structure, and you bring it back in.
Right, right, right. So,
and you leave me to do the show with a half a computer. Literally, like my laptop, I just switched positions. Now I'm in a new position now, okay? I'm sitting on my ottoman. The laptop is in my lap, right? And the screen is leaning against the TV stand. Only being held together by wire. And my ankles are feeling a little weak right now, so I don't know how long I can hold this up. So I'm going to need you to get it together.
And okay, so my laptop is, I got a fan that sits in front of my laptop because it gets hot. And when it gets hot, it actually shuts off. It kept shutting off. I remember I was talking to y'all. I'd be live on a show, and my computer just crashed on me, and I didn't know why. And I laid the fan. I just happened to be hot one day, and all of a sudden it stopped crashing if it stays cool. So we both need computers over here. You know, we need to find some type of grant, loan, donations. We take all that. Right. Speaking of which, you can now advertise on Swinger State of Mind radio show, Trend, a new feature that I decided to add. You can actually advertise on, you know, if you have an event, a project, a business, a website, whatever you want to, take a few seconds or a minute to, speak about your project, you can do so for only $5. Go to phonefantasyradio.com and you can purchase it for $5. And we'll speak about it right here on Phone Fantasy Radio's Swinger State of Mind. Also, we in a chat room. We got a brand new chat room, y'all. Go to phonefantasyradio.com/listen-chat. And I'm in there right now. Russ is in there. Trent is in there. And we got some other people in there. Oh, wait, that was me twice. And we also got some people on air right now. Shout out to the 585 and the 817. 585 and 817. Also, people that's been checking us out. Russ is in England. I don't know where the 817 is at.
Oh, that's Mellow.
Oh, hey, Mel. Keep going and coming back, going and coming back. But we do have the 585, my poor, poor computer. Let me see if I can get my computer refreshed, and we could bring the 585 on real quick.
Okay, I can do that. I did. It's magic.
585, you're on air right now. What's your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Felicia. I'm calling from Rochester, New York. How you doing, LaCrush?
Hey, Felicia.
Hey. What's going on, babe? I told Justin I'm going to have to attend one of your shows, so I finally said, you know what, let me go attend one of our shows, because I missed the other one the other week, but I said, you know what, I'm going in this time. But
all right, well, welcome to the show. My co-host here, Trinity Blake, she's in Dallas, Texas. This is my good friend Felicia from Rochester that I've known for like a million years.
Hi, Felicia.
She knew me before the LaCrush days. So, you know, I'm trying to get back into the swing of things, pun intended. We're back live. We're on air Monday to Wednesday.
Okay.
Right, we're on air Monday to Wednesday, 9 to 11 Eastern, 8 to 10 Central, and we're just trying to kick it. Right now, I'm just wilding out malfunctions and everything, live on air.
You could be on webcam and all of that, right? You could be on webcam and all of that?
Sometimes.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just wondering.
Sometimes we have days where we do shows on, we like, you know, the special occasion, I'll do shows on cam, but normally it's just via phone and the chat room.
Okay.
Right now. But we do have that option. We just don't do it on a regular basis. Who want to be putting on makeup and a wig every show? Not me.
You know what? You do too much, yo. I don't think my body is acceptable.
I'm serious. You can't
be
doing shit
like
all
like
kinds
that.
Of ways. You know, the lighting got to be right. Right, Trin?
Yes, you know I am, girl. Cut the lamp this at this angle. Okay. I need a good background. I need to have a decent chair because
you know, you can't have the puppy sagging, you know, so, like, that's too much work. That.
You know what?
I'm so serious, though.
I'm stressed out just thinking about it.
You gotta have the good bra on, and you gotta make sure everything is covered up but still sexy. That's too much work. And then you got the trolls that want to come in and tell you you got big boobs like you didn't know that.
Oh, no, this is my favorite. Stand up and turn around. What?
Yeah, like that's why I stopped doing webcam shows. Like, if you ain't paying $4.99 a minute, then you don't want me to stand up and turn around.
Exactly.
Because I'm only appropriate from the neck up.
Right. That's so right, because I really do be sitting here. Oh, anyway, for that
naked
service,
huh?
I need to go to lacrushhearts.com. Anyway, so, you know, we're into 2013. We took a month off for vacation. Swing a State of Mind. This is the show where we talk about the swing lifestyle and other alternative desires, shall we say, fetish. Help me out, Trent.
Oh, it's to talk about all the things that you wouldn't dare talk about to, you know, at church or around church or in a 5-mile radius of the church. I'm not saying it's not happening in the church. We just don't talk about it around church. But it's definitely entertaining and informative. We talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, and the curious. So
all in, and everything else in between.
Everything else in between, and listen to a little music, and I'm lifestyle. I've been alternative all my life, so I'm like a subject matter expert, and I try to help people get through issues or questions that they might have pertaining to alternative lifestyles.
And me, I just tag along. I just tag along and agree to everything.
No, you don't agree to everything. That's
what
you don't do.
Right, I don't agree to everything. I'd be starting to feel some type of way. But, right, so we are looking forward to, I am looking forward to the new year. We have Ladies Night every last Wednesday. We got Wild Out Wednesdays. We got a few topics out there for y'all. About the swing lifestyle. And, you know, we definitely have orgy time. That's when... at the end of the second hour, what happens is we invite our listeners to give us questions about anything, and Trinity, myself, and whoever else on the line will do our best to give you the best answer possible to help you with your situation. About the swing lifestyle, about a party, about a relationship, about a situation, and you just need some... a different perspective on it. We're definitely here for you for that.
So basically what you're saying is that you all are open-minded, you're not judgmental, and anybody that has any questions or any references, you know, to any type of sexual questions or things that they may feel is outlandish, that, you know, we feel free to be adult and grown and answer them with no harm and all of that.
Yeah, basically what she just said. Just like that, y'all. All right, so we got another caller from the 646 area code. I know that area code. 646.
That's New York, right?
Yep, New York, all day, every day. What's going on, 646? What's your name and where you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Oh, it's you. Oh, it's you, Ma. Hi, Ma.
Hi.
She got a new number, y'all. This is Ma, who's on the other side of the room, waving at me.
Okay.
Right. I'm looking at the number, too. Like, I know that number, but I don't know the number. Okay. So, it's 2013. Anybody had any good sex lately? I just need to ask. So I just want to know. Anybody had any good sex? Good. I mean good. I don't mean that whack sex from last year. I mean something that's like, yes, it's going to be a good year. Nobody?
I got some.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay. Was it with a guy or girl?
I had a couple. I had a combo.
Oh.
One was dark and one was light, literally.
One was dark and one was light.
Yes, he was dark and she was light-skinned with curly hair. And we were having a little get-together. The Cure was there, UPF, the Cure was there, and I just had some fun. I got me a dinner. Apparently I was doing it for a few hours, but I guess I blacked out. I think I zoned out.
Zoned out or blacked out? There's a difference.
I zoned out. I didn't black out because I was still working.
Okay.
But it was great. I was like, if the rest of the year is like this, then, you know, it's going to be a great year as long as I can do something like that on the regular.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. I have not done anything worth explaining, but I'm living vicariously through you.
Well, the other thing is, you know, I like, there's been a few other things going on, but nothing I need to actually document. Does that make any sense?
Yep. It makes
right,
sense.
Like, I don't think it's at this point where I need to announce to the world, oh, yeah, I've been seeing so-and-so. I don't think it's that serious. So, yeah.
Hello, Felicia. Oh, okay.
What about you, Felicia?
You know what happened is
going your way?
I just went to the site and I just went to the chat room and I see hello Felicia. But anyways, I've been married. You know, I got my husband or whatever. But you also know that I'm very much so into women, and I mean, I have a little homegirl, and it just so happens that she's a lot better in bed than my husband, so it's like, yeah, it's oh my god. And even though, you know, because your feelings, when you married to somebody, your feelings, but you love them, you know, you don't have no intentions of leaving them, no, but it's
right,
like, you know, sex with her is just beautiful, it's crazy, but I mean, I do
but,
love
you know,
my
what
husband.
Happens when two women like really connect with each other, like it's,
right.
It's electric, it's like,
yeah.
If you come to wiggle, 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 wiggle. Don't get
hit. I'm sorry, I had to do it.
You know what, Boogie Wiggly?
I had to do it. She just left it open. I found myself like,
because you know, okay, for instance, like, just be all grown, so we going to get into this. My husband, you know how a man get on top of you and y'all, you know, you do the dry grinding and the hunching and the kissing and whatever. But, okay, when you with a woman and you and her are bumping your clits together, you're rubbing pussies together, you know what I'm saying? So I find myself with my husband, and even though we cuddling and we doing our thing, but I find my body gyrating like I would with Shorty, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And I have to catch myself because he be looking like, God damn. Do all that to you. It's grinding is all that. But then I have to think back, you know, I can't let the cat out the back. So I'll be like, oh, nah, baby, this is how I feel about you. But my mind literally goes back to what me and her is, you know, rubbing pussies together. So that's about it. That's about all.
Sounds good. I'm going to get there one day.
Oh, wait, you still haven't gotten there?
No.
Wait a minute. Hold up. I'm going, like, cashing out. Wait a minute. Hold up. You still haven't gotten there?
No. I haven't crossed that threshold. I've had the opportunity to do so at a party, but I don't want my first time to be at a party. I'd rather my first time be intimate and with that person in a more intimate setting than at a party.
So she gonna fall in love, basically?
No, I don't want to fall in love, but I do want to explore and have that experience with just me and her.
There is something that scares you, and it is something that you're taking back by, because I know you're very old.
Right, and I don't need to be like, no, girl, you ain't doing it like
that.
Like, listen, and you know, when you're around a bunch of people, I don't care what nobody say, when you're around a bunch of people, especially type parties we have, it's a different experience, atmosphere. And I know, especially when I first did my swing party, and just having to have sex in a room full of people, you know, I felt some type of way. So I know I will not enjoy it. I'll be worried about what's going on around me, because this guy's going to be holding his dick, this one's going to try to suck her titty, this one's going to, and it's going to be too many hands in the bucket, so to speak. So I'd rather just be me and her. Let us get this, and, you know, then at the party I can act like I'm a pro.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, I'm taken back because this has been like last time we had a conversation about you. This was way back on NF when we first started NF. And you were scared then. You was like, no, I'm strictly dickly, but maybe I'm curious. And this has been like over 5 years.
Well, then I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it. Now I'm sure I want to do it. It's just about finding the right time and the right location. Like, my thing is, when I had sex for the first time with a dude, I really didn't have the choice.
Right.
It's like, oh, this is my second chance, so to speak. It's kind of funny because I'm thinking of, I want rose petals and candlelight.
Not high maintenance.
Okay. I'm just playing.
But I want to say something.
You know what I mean? Like, I do want to say something. I do want it to be intimate. I don't have to be in love, and she ain't got to love me, and it can just be,
What's wrong being in love with the girl when you do it? Why you hitting me, the girl? Like, when I got with another chick, I went online looking for another chick that I can bond with.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We met each other for that intention.
Mm-hmm.
Or you, like, want a girl, like, to come up, like, you want me to approach, like, yo, crush, so what's up? You want to spend some time together? Like, you want a chick to hit on you?
If she does, I'm fine with that. But no, I want to do the hitting. I want to lay my Mac down.
But you've been waiting for 5 years. I don't think it's gonna happen.
That's just ego right there. But I haven't found what I like yet.
Okay.
But mine keep turning me down. I keep asking mine, but mine keep turning me down.
Yeah, I don't pay no mind to that. Don't pay no mind to her, y'all. It's not like that. Don't pay no mind to her.
What are you talking about, Ma? I ask you every 5 months.
And I tell you every
5 months. I literally say that every 5 months. She be like, no, Ma. I be trying to hunt her. She be walking away from me.
I think you're scared.
Who, me?
Yes, I think you're scared.
She just be joking. She not serious, y'all. We I don't play no mind at all.
No,
Ma,
I'm plenty of opportunities. You want to get down, to get down.
Yeah,
all you have to do is say, I want to have my first time. You know, next time I come to New York, you know, come over.
You're going
to have a soul party with some girls. That way you don't have to worry about men being in the mix.
Yeah, but I don't want her either.
You know, what you can do is just invite all the pretty girls you know over and invite me over too.
That sounds like a setup.
And we're going to give each other baths.
Like, y'all
we'll give them all
a good old party. I wonder, though. Look, I wonder, though. I don't know. Like, that sounds like a kid clown.
I mean, this is about you, though,
not
me. This is about you.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Wink. You just gonna show me how it's done, right?
Yeah.
But you did offer them services, didn't you? You say you offer those services, so take you up on your services.
I would suck your soul off some pussy, for real. Just swallow her hot.
Oh, my goodness. I would act up. Me trying to spit to a woman, I'm act up. Hey girl, how you doing?
I just think that you'll be I think you'll be your laughy, giggly self. Like you'll be so
yeah,
to death.
She won't even know if the girl
will
even
know me
also.
Well.
The girl will be like,
I laugh and giggle at everybody though. That don't count.
Yeah.
Male, female, I'm laughing and giggling at you.
No, you know, you get serious. You get serious with a dick. But when it comes down, I just see you laughing and giggling. The girl is going to be like,
no, I don't.
Oh, my God. But
what
I
can
hear
what's this?
Yeah.
I do, don't I, Ma? I'll be here giggling the whole time. I really do be giggling. It don't matter if it's dick or pussy. I'm going to giggle regardless. That's just me. I'm smiley. That's
I could just see a female like, why are you laughing at me? And you're like, no, it's not you. It's not you. And Alma should be frustrated like, you know what?
That's why
she won't
let a girl do that.
I don't think I'm that, nah. When I really want to get into it, then I can get into it. But mostly when it's just like, you know, us like talking around a round table like we're doing right now, I make light of the situation. If we're one-on-one, then I would have to tone it down a bit. I think that's why I don't do domination.
Maybe you just don't like girls. Maybe that's it. Maybe you're just a straight
maybe
girl.
Maybe that's it, too. Maybe I don't like girls. Maybe I
right.
just like
yeah,
the idea
yeah,
of a girl.
I was about to say that's the option, too. Maybe you're not.
Yeah, maybe I just
maybe
don't like
girls.
Maybe I just like
yeah.
the idea of a girl.
Maybe all your friends are bisexual, and a lot of them are into it, and you hear it a lot. And so it does bring back a thought, but maybe that's just not your cup of tea.
Maybe.
Right.
You never know.
So we can have a summer party, and we can see.
You need to have a slumber party.
Because trust me, you would have been got into it a long time ago. It's the best feeling.
Well, I'm not serious about it. I mean, it's not the best thing on my mind. I think that's another reason why I fell back as far as parties was concerned, too. But
I fantasize about women. I see women. I love the women's
houses. I fantasize about
nipples
women.
Are hard, and they come in. It's like, wow, you know, just whew. Love women. Everything about them. The way, like, I like it when, like, I'm not going to go into detail, but I like women.
You might as well.
Well, you know, it's just something about when you're touching a woman and you cup her, you know, in her private area on her pussy and you, like, hold it in your hand and it's heated. And as soon as you slide your thing in between, it's just silky wet. That is, like, the best feeling in the world. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's
I'm going to get this.
And recently I got into, because you remember, because I used to just like women that were bi like me, but I actually tried to study. I actually tried two of them, so. And she was light-skinned.
At the same time,
separate? No, separate. She was light-skinned. Even though she had that stud exterior, you know, like, oh, I'm that thug nigga in the street. Blah, blah, blah. But, yo, it was such it felt so good to me because she turned straight bitch when the door closed. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you're already a female, but you didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? You knew
mm-hmm.
that, but you're so used to taking control. But
mm-hmm.
by the time I was done, her legs were spread further than mine, and she was going crazy. She had to look up and be like, oh, shit, I'm supposed to be, you know, in this. And I was like, it's all right, man. You're still a female at the end of the day. You know.
At the end of the day,
but,
that's what it's all
yeah,
about.
You
know. On that note,
yeah.
All our good people, you are tuned in to Swing and State of Mind Radio Show. We have Felicia from, where are you from again?
Rochester.
We have Ron Brooklyn, who's being quiet over there. And Miss Trinity Blake in Dallas, and the lines are wide open. If you'd like to join the conversation, 805-830-8320. Press 1 and we'll let you on. Shout out to Russ, Mel, Felicia, myself. We're all in the chat room at phonefantasyradio.com. So, you know, log in and join us. And we're going to take this quick break, and we'll be right back.
Oh my.
Yeah.
So to speak, but I'm all right. I'm okay with that.
Shout out to Laszlo. Laszlo just jumped into the chat room with us, so now we got two guys and 12 girls in the chat room. So I'm going to ask you, Felicia, because we already know, do we know Trinity, about your first time with the woman? Was it like I want mine to be? You know, did y'all plan it or did it just happen? Was y'all drunk? How was your first time with the woman?
With me, it, like I said, I knew I wanted to be with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So when I moved to Dallas, away from my family, away from Mississippi, I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and go for it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I was on Yahoo, the Yahoo dating thing, and
mm-hmm.
I met this young lady. I had met several women, but it just wasn't right for me. So I was
mm-hmm.
like, I'm going to look for another bisexual woman, because back in the day, you know, it wasn't very popular. Bisexuality for men or women was not popular. Gay women didn't really want to mess with a bisexual female, and it just didn't work like that. So I started looking for bisexual females,
mm-hmm.
and I finally found the right one. We met at the Outback. I liked her. She liked me. So we started talking constantly. And one night, but we were afraid to make the next move. So one night she came over. It was late at night, and she came over in like this little T-shirt. She had no bra on. Her nipples was high, and she had some like pajama pants with no underwear. We had been talking on the phone all night. She was like, I'm coming over. I'm just going to stay tonight. So we talked some more, and at that moment I was like, you know, I guess Trinity was like, okay, I got to make a move.
Mm-hmm.
So I started kissing on her and touching on her, and I mean, I just couldn't stop. And, you know, I got all her clothes off, and I was just amazed. I just loved everything about her body, and then I remember getting like mid-thigh, and thinking to myself, I have never ate pussy before in my life. I have no clue what I'm doing. Is, you know, is either do or die at this point. And I remember just doing it and getting her response. And I was like, I was in after that. We weren't drunk. We were, like, high off of, like, being into each other. So there was no alcohol involved in my first time. It happened in my bed. Two grown adult women. It went down. And we fucked, like, every day after that.
Oh, okay. And what about you, Felicia? Okay. We have the evil twin Skippy with his hand up. Hey, Skippy.
Hey, how's it going, ladies?
It's going good.
Hello.
How are you doing, Laszlo?
Doing good, doing good. 12 girls and two guys. Sounds about right.
Yeah, okay, not 12, but it sounded cute.
I'm happy with the numbers.
Oh, okay, all right. So we're talking about, the original question was about mind-blowing sex in the new year. Have you had any, or have you given some?
Absolutely. Sharing is my thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, sharing my thing is my thing.
Oh, okay.
To be more accurate.
All right. And what makes it mind-blowing for you?
Knowing that I am pleasing another.
Okay. Do you have any special talents?
Well, now, you have to understand, that all depends on what your limits are. I mean, I can go near and far. I can go high and low. It's just, I just need to know where you set the line, because I don't want to cross it. I may bump it a little bit, but I'm not going to cross it, because, you know, I respect a person's limits.
Okay.
That's fine.
Me
if you want to hug and have sex and never kiss, that's fine. If you want to kiss and hug and never have sex, that's fine.
Well, I don't know about all that, but okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, not
here for a reason, sir.
Yeah, well,
you gotta lay the pipe.
Well, absolutely, but you know, sometimes that's not what happens. And
right,
if it does
right.
happen, you shouldn't get upset. You should go home happy. You're going home with everything you came with.
Okay.
Okay. That's somebody's perspective for you. They're saying true. Okay. So the lines are wide open. Let us know. 805-830-8320. Press the number 1, and we'll let you on air. And you can tell us about your experience, whether it be with the woman or if you had any mind-blowing sex in the new year. And, you know, we want to hear from you. This is the best part of the show where we can get you good people to give us y'all stories. I mean, I like to get all in y'all business. I live through y'all. Just know that. Oh, my goodness. Wow. From the 225, the sweetest person I know. Haven't heard from her in eons. What's going on, Lady C?
Hi.
Hey.
How are you? Happy New Year, everybody.
I'm good. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, all that good stuff. Welcome.
Yeah.
Hello.
Just like
hello.
I said on my radio show, I know you listen to us. What do you think so far?
That's good. I'm enjoying.
Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just giving you a little update. We're talking about mind-blowing sex in the new year. Have you had any yet?
Yes.
Why are you saying like that?
Yes, I finally had some this year.
Wow, so I finally. We're only 16 days in. You're like, I finally had some. Like, really?
Well, it's been a while since I had some.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready for some more?
Always, if it's going to be mind-blowing, yes.
Y'all need to stop flirting on air.
Right. We need video for that.
Stop flirting on air. So, Lady C, we also talked about having relations with the same sex. Have you done that?
Yes, I have.
I always learn something new about you. When I thought I knew you 2 years, and you just telling me. Okay, so I'm gonna ask you, like I asked Trent, and how was your first time with a lady?
Well, it wasn't expected. It was a friend, and I knew that she was that way, but I wasn't really into it.
Mm-hmm.
And alcohol did play a role. I always had a curiosity about it, you know, and she kept saying, you should know. And after liquor went up, you know, well, okay, let's try it. But I was just the recipient. I couldn't give. I just didn't get to the point where I felt like I wanted to give. But I received it. So it was okay. But I like penetration, so it was good, but I like penetration, so... fingers just ain't the same as good pipes.
Preach on it. Nah, I'm just playing. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. I think that's why I'm not in a rush to do it. And I had like a good laying of the pipe, that is. All right, so I posted out there. I let everybody know what we're talking about tonight. All of a sudden, the lines just started lighting up. Hold on, Lady C. We got one more caller from the 8. Oh, wait. I had the 832. They hung up. Oh, Lady C, you got disconnected. Okay. We got the 832. What's your name and where you calling from?
Houston, Texas.
I can't hear you, baby.
Houston, Texas.
What's your name?
George.
You said George?
Yep.
Okay, welcome to the show. Don't be shy. Talk up in your phone.
Hey, George.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing good.
I mean, I had something. I got it when I went back home to Chicago.
Oh, you had to leave out of state to get it?
No, I'm not from Houston. I just live here.
Oh. Okay. Well, you still went out of state.
But it's better back home than if, when the place you live. For me, it is.
Oh.
Like Crush said, you had to go back home and get the good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I had it here, but I like it better at home.
Well, I hope he's not listening to whoever's there.
I'm putting like this. Midwest better than down south any day.
Okay, you don't have to do all that now. You don't have to do all that.
Don't get shot. Don't get shot. Don't get shot, George. Okay, so what was mind-blowing about it? You want to tell us, you going to give us the details, or you just telling us it was good?
I mean, I've been with the girl before, but this time we role-played it, and it was better than it was.
Ooh, role-playing. And what was your character?
I played like I was a college student, and it was my first time, and she played like she was a stripper.
Oh, you got the lap dance and everything? Y'all did all that?
Yeah.
I know that's fine. That sounds fun. I haven't done that. I haven't done role playing. What about, well, I know you love to role play, Trinity.
Yes, yes.
What about you, Laszlo? You a role playing type of guy?
Oh, absolutely.
But,
appliance repairman who gets paid with sex. Okay, okay. Mello said you like a memory lane sex. Memory lane sex with a splash of imagination. Okay, that's the way to sum up your experience. What do you say, George?
I said, well, my ultimate fantasy. I want to do it in the Sears Tower.
In the who tower?
The Sears Tower, but it's another name for it now.
Oh. All right, you want to do it in public? Hmm.
Yeah.
Right. He want a ticket.
He wants
he wants to join the quarter mile high
like,
club.
Like, I take that, officer. Do they make you stop? Like, are they going to, like, stare at you while you have to zip up your pants and stuff?
No, see, one of my partners, like, used to work for the Sears Tower, and he said, if you ever get a chance doing the Sears Tower, and I was like, why? He said, trust me. When you do it, you know why.
Oh. All right.
Because that's the world's tallest building in Chicago, and, like,
right. He said it's the world's tallest building in Chicago. I like that.
yeah, it's called the Willis Tower now.
It's called the who tower?
Willis.
Yep.
Willis Tower.
Yep.
Speaking of Willis, shout out to Different Strokes Dad. He passed away.
Conrad Bain?
What?
Yeah, Conrad Bain passed away. He was 89.
Damn.
Whoa, it's old. Mhm. Passed away, but you know, it is what it is. So we got Lady C back with us. Trin.
Yes, yes, I'm here.
It's the top of the hour.
Oh, is it orgy time?
Huh?
I sound like Huggy Bear.
No, I was asking if it was orgy time.
No, it doesn't have to be
orgy time right now unless you want it to be. I don't really have nothing for orgy time.
Oh,
I'm
just thinking about an orgy. But I do want to thank everybody for calling. It's a swing of state of mind. I'm Trinity Blake, and we got Little Crush Hearts. We got people on the phones. If you want to call in to speak, you can dial 805-830-8320. I was calling the voicemail number. And you can talk to us, and we can read your fortune for the year of 2013. And that's what I'm probably going to be doing towards the end of the show. I'm going to be giving you your sexual fortune for 2013 and what you can expect. And, Crush, you're going to go first.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
So we're going to do that a little bit later in the show, but we do want to thank everybody for calling.
My roommate says she ain't doing it. Like, I ain't doing it.
What? I'm trying to read y'all's question. I got y'all. You know, and I'm going to show y'all how we're going to do a little bit later. Basically, you guys are going to give me, I'm going to ask you for some information, and then I'm going to tell you what to expect for the year 2013. And you guys can let Swinger State of Mind know at any point of the year if you have major fortune come true.
Oh, okay. So, it's not officially orgy time, but I do have a situation I want to throw across y'all. Before I do that, let's take a quick break, catch our bearings, get something to drink, go to the bathroom, all that other stuff that you do when we take our breaks, and we'll come back and we'll continue this conversation with Fortunes, Orgy Times, and everything else in between. Once again, you are tuned into Swingers State of Mind Radio Show.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
I did have, there you go.
Hey, yo, yo. I see most cats will take advantage of you right now. But I ain't gonna do that, huh? I'm gonna give you the game, right? I'm gonna give it to you because I would want somebody to give my little girl the game. And she just found her S.E.
Life is real. Heard you just turned 17 and finally got some hips. Hustlers on the block go crazy when you hit your lips. But they just want relation, they don't want relationships.
Welcome to the real world.
It ain't the same. Fellas old enough to be your daddy, know your name. Everybody's talking about how much that girl has changed. Can't quite put your finger on it, but you're feeling strange. Like it's fire in your veins.
I'll be
me and you got that mental telepathy. Meet me up at the spot, I'll be sending over the chauffeur. Rich nigga bread, they popping up like a toaster. Nobody come close to me and you together. Step under my umbrella, we'll make it through any weather. Except when I make it storm, sex in the greatest form. Then hibernate under my body, and yep, I keep it warm. But in a chinchilla, you know I beat it up like the Thriller in Manila. Flying my private jet to villas in Anguilla. Then throw you on the grill, that's cause 7 days a week you're my five-course
baby,
meal for real.
I get a little juggernauty. You know what? This might even be nasty, but this is just kind of the way I'm feeling. Nighttime maneuvers. I got her in the sweetest torture rack. Call me the freaky Lex Luger. And tonight, I'm on an in her mission. There'll be no intermissions. Just a few deep breaths as we change positions. I sex her like a concert. She hits the high notes and I get to listen. I pay attention. And when I find that spot, I become the key to her orgasmic ignition. I pretzel her. She's a contortionist that can turn sex into an art exhibition while trying to suck me into submission. Baby girl, don't play. I stretch her, flex her, sex her like a pornographic Cirque du Soleil. Now she know I like that nasty shit. I call her Kentucky Derby because of the way she rides dick. She loves the nighttime maneuvers. Begs me to play rough. Her badge of honor are her bruises. She's enthused with my masculinity and the way it causes her womanly oozes. She meets me in nondescript places so we can exchange fuck faces. And if the cops found out what we do, we'd both catch cases. She don't need special places. She ain't about embraces. She's about leather and laces. High heels, harnesses, and braces. A good orgasm and the stress it erases. She earthquake shakes. Splinters bedposts and shatters vases. She calls me a black motherfucker and she ain't a racist. I can't get complacent. She makes sure I stay up on it. She put baby oil on the shower curtain, lay it on the bed. Then we slip and slide through this night ride. Leave hickeys on her right thigh that bring tears of ecstasy to her right eye. Off the white Merlot potions, she will turn the bed sheets into oceans. Dividing her thighs gives me this quotient. The emotion of our motion creates commotion. I give her orgasm spasms, the most beautifulest convulsions. Our intense compulsion leaves us in a state of emotion. See, we're mixed together, but not quite. And we'll be at this all night. The way that I do her, the way that I do her must move her. But I guess that's what this all about, right? Nighttime maneuvers.
I just love me some JG. That was a spoken word artist by the name of JG the Juggernaut, out of Columbus, Ohio, with Nighttime Maneuvers off of his last album. We also played John Legend, Tonight, Best You Ever Had. And I started it off with Life Jennings, XEX.
I like all three of those songs, especially, you know, I love John Legend.
Mm-hmm.
And then you played that guy at the end. You know I like him. I don't even know how he looks. I just think he's hot.
Right. He got some new stuff. He said he was going to send my way. So hopefully he got something sexy on there for us.
Very sexy man, very, very sexy man. We got the chat room popping, and we got the lines popping. We're going to get to the lines for a minute. Just want to shout out Mello, Russ, myself. Oh, Kismet in there. Hey, Kismet. Some anonymous user, you know, feel free to make a free account and join us in the chat room so we can shout you out as well. Russ is in England, and Laszlo, who we thought was a black guy. right now I have the 585 on the area code. We got the 646 in the building. We got the 225, which is Lady C. We're going to bring her back. The 817, I believe, is Maryland. Is that where she's at?
Yes, Maryland.
Okay. And I need to ask Laszlo, because we're in the chat room. Laszlo, they thought you was a black man.
No, ma'am.
And you said you made a little comment in there. I don't know if you was being funny or you was being serious. And since we was talking about role playing before we went on our little break, you said you do impersonation.
Yes, ma'am.
And you can do a black guy.
It depends on what you want.
It depends on what you want. What does that mean?
Well, there are several different dialects. There are several different. You got ghetto. You got well educated. You have middle class, and they all have a different vocabulary.
Okay.
True.
Well, we have a request: a black male in the bedroom, and they want you to do that. I don't know. They say you have a lovely voice, though.
Well, thank you very much.
So, I mean, I guess you could choose if you want to be ghetto or well educated. I guess that's up to you.
Have you ever seen the TV show called The Boondocks?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Uncle Ruckus.
Uncle Ruckus.
Oh, God. No,
my name
Uncle
Ruckus.
In the room.
No relation.
No relation.
Okay, wanna not ghetto, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, baby. How you doing? Me, you gonna get down? We gonna play? You gonna give it up tonight? You gonna make me work for a girl?
Actually, that works.
Wow.
Trent, what do you think?
Wow. I thought that was a voice recording.
Right, that works.
And you'll
okay.
think this is the voice recording. Muted.
All right.
Mello
said, yes, work for it, baby. I guess you get a thumbs up for that. Okay, you're going to make it work for it. Play too much. Okay, so, Laszlo, the in-house talent there. thank you very much, Laszlo.
You're very welcome.
Thanks. So we got orgy time coming up in a few minutes. Just want to tell everybody to check out our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/WRPF Radio. It's not that difficult. WRPF Radio. We are Phone Fantasy Radio. And we're also on Twitter at twitter.com/PhoneFanRadio. So you can like those two, like us and follow us. Get updates, all that good stuff. Once again, everything is on phonefantasyradio.com. And you posted something in the chat room, Trent. You want to fill us in on what you posted?
Yeah, you know, just one of the thoughts that I posted on the groups on Facebook. And basically what I was saying is, you know, the lifestyle is about having the ability to explore your sexual boundaries regardless to the level. We may not all have the same experience nor the same set of skills, but what we should always have is a common code of conduct. So when you're welcome into any community, which means like as a group of people invite you to the house for a party or a Facebook group, wherever that group may come together, regardless of your experience, level conduct yourself accordingly. Remember, do to people what you are ready for them to do to you. And when you're kissing and touching and sucking and fucking somebody else's person,
You know, I always tell you, ask yourself, would you be okay with somebody doing it to somebody that you cared about? And a lot of people will tell you, well, I'm just doing this while I'm single. You know, or they'll bring somebody into it that they don't like. So everything is good. To me, that's not lifestyle. That's you taking advantage of a situation.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to something, you're willing to bring something as leverage. You know, the person I care about, I'm going to share them, and you're sharing somebody that you care about. Then you don't feel like you're being taken advantage of. And I think if people had a better code of conduct and really do unto others as you want them to do unto you, we won't have as much confusion. Some of those main confusions are, and we touched this before, people overstepping their boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
People coming into the lifestyle communities that don't really understand what the lifestyle is really about, and they think it's a free-for-all. You know, when guys come in, it doesn't matter if they're married or single or dating somebody. They come into the environment thinking, ooh, let me see who all I can fuck. And even if they don't fuck a lot of people, they come into it, you know, with their egos instead of saying, you know, I'm going to come into this and see who I can give, you know, something new to or share a fantasy with or explore my own boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And women come into the situation, even though we are the gift of the community, and we play games. We become catty.
Mm-hmm.
We're not fucking the woman's husband because it's something we really want to do. We start
mm-hmm.
competing with the wife.
Mm.
Or the girlfriend. Or the girlfriend comes to the situation and she has a great playtime, and then 3 days later she's testing your mate. She's sending him IMs on Facebook. She's calling him. And even if he's responding back, you know, that's something you have to take care of home. But what happened to the boundaries there? Was there a reason that you need to communicate with this person outside of the play area?
Right.
So I think people really overstep boundaries a lot, and they wonder why they have so much confusion, you know, within these communities, because we hook everybody up so they can play, you know, because the lifestyle is about exploring essential boundaries, but it was always done at a playtime. I don't care if it was you coming to a couple's house or y'all all getting together at one place. It was always a designated time for people to play that was the common knowledge of the community that it was within.
Mm-hmm.
People don't do that now. They hook up. That's not swinging.
Right.
You're hooking up.
Definitely.
You're hooking up, and that has nothing to do with swinging. Nobody knows y'all two are hooking up. You know, that's a hookup. That's not lifestyle at all. So I think that's something that people have lost touch of, especially in the black community. We've just taken another outlet and using it to exploit. It's being exploited. And I hope that I can be an advocate to say, please bring the lifestyle back to lifestyle communities. I'm okay with lifestyle-friendly people. I open my arms to them because, you know, it's like saying I support gay marriage, but I'm not gay. I'm okay with that. But what I don't support are people exploiting it. And you see it all the time now, whether if they're doing it within the parties or outside the parties. So I blame people. If you are really lifestyle, choose wisely who is in your community.
Right. Who's in your inner circle?
One bad apple will spoil the bunch. Sorry.
Well, if you listen to any of the rumors about me, you don't want me in your group. But if you don't believe all the BS, then, you know, I'm probably perfect for your group.
Mm-hmm. I think it's based off of, you know, how you get along. Like, for example, I've seen people just want their group to grow, and you know that particular person is not going to blend at all with the group. You know, how about you have a meet and greet or social so they can see how the energy goes? And then if you can't find more than 3 or 4 people that wants to play with that person, don't have them wasting their time and spending money to come hang out with you when you know no one is going to play with them.
Totally agree. If y'all want to make a comment on what Trini is saying, please do call us up, 805-830-8320. Press that 1. I see Mel on the chat. She agree with you. We have a caller from the 404 area code. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Gerard.
Hey, Gerard.
Hey.
Where you calling from?
Although I'm calling from the 404, I'm actually in Boston.
Okay. Boston in the building. All right.
Boston in the building.
Right. And did you catch what Trent was just talking about, boundaries and such?
I did not, Trina. If you wouldn't mind, just give me a quick summary of it.
I was just saying that people are invading a lifestyle that really shouldn't be within the communities. They lack boundaries and the code of conduct, and that people should stop hooking up and practice more swinger lifestyle activities,
mm-hmm.
because all it does is cause chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you agree. I think a lot of men take the lifestyle as a way to have sex, and that's not really what.
Yeah, it's a free range opportunity.
No,
mm-hmm.
that's not what it's about. That's not what it's about. That's why it's called a lifestyle. It's not called
mm-hmm.
sex or whatever. You know, you go there with you're supposed to be there with a partner, supposed
mm-hmm.
to be a girlfriend, wife, or whatever it is. You guys have a mutual understanding. You guys have your rules, your regulations, your boundaries that each of you would, and you guys have some fantasies you guys want to do together. It's not that, you know, the guy's out doing his stuff and leaves his wife at home or his girlfriend, which is what you find a lot in most of these parties.
But, you know, women do it as well. I've had parties where, because I have so many single friends, I requested that, you know, they don't have to be your husband or your boyfriend or girlfriend, but everybody has to bring somebody that they would like to play with and share. And what I've noticed is that single women are the worst at this. They don't bring guys that they like. They bring the guys that are kind of like...
Well, because women are more emotional, and I don't think women... I'm going to tell you right now. Women, you have to be really... really know what this lifestyle is about to really have your partner or someone have sex with your partner and not have that jealousy thing come out.
Well, that's more about knowing yourself.
Right, that's about knowing yourself. I've seen men it doesn't matter if the chick was ugly as a dog. They don't want anybody touching theirs, but women, they won't even bring somebody, you know,
mm-hmm.
to even bring up for the offering to get upset with. So, It's not really leveraged on both ends. And just like he was saying, I'm finding myself wanting to be only around people that are really, really true lifestyle, true swingers. Because I'm tired of not only explaining myself, but I'm tired of getting frustrated and tired of, you know, trying to teach someone a code of conduct.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know.
We have Kismet. We have Kismet in the chat room. I just wanted to read her statement real quick. She said her issue with some women in the lifestyle is that they look for a mate in someone
mm-hmm.
else's man, knowing there is a main and that they are just the extra side piece.
They go into competition, basically. They don't care.
Right.
I've seen girls and saw it in action like, you know, oh, she's just mad because I did. No, she's mad because you're overstepping your boundaries. She's sharing her man, like me, for example. I have no problem with sharing. But I did a little experiment at a party. And what I noticed was, I don't know if it was because I was the person promoting the party and because everybody knows me,
mm-hmm.
but no matter who I brought to the party, that's who every female wanted. And I was like, well, I know I got good taste. So one party, I brought this dude. And I don't like to call anybody ugly, but this dude was ugly. I didn't even want him. And I brought him to the event. And I was like, I'm going to pretend that you're my date. Because he was claiming nobody ever would play with him, blah, blah, blah. He got more pussy than he's ever got in his whole entire life that night. Not because he was a good-looking guy, but because they were competing against me. You know, because I was the promoter of the party. I was seen as the alpha female, and females automatically, they competed with me. And females do it all the time. I've learned being lifestyle. Females do it all the time. I've seen them do it. Some have actually admitted, like, did you even like that guy? You just wanted to fuck him because she was fucking him.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's really awkward. But being lifestyle, me and Crush, we've had many conversations about this. What I've learned, I have issues where I won't even attach myself to a guy because I get upset thinking, did you fall for that? You know,
mm-hmm.
so it turns me off. Like, I can't believe you just fell for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you don't want to tell a guy, well, she didn't want to fuck you because she liked you. She only fucked you because of me.
And
I'm sure they don't care, like, as long as I got.
No, they just want the booty, so.
Yeah, they just want the booty. Like, you can use me. Go ahead and have your way with me. So, I mean, you know, you do have those situations. And Mello made a comment. I mean, Mello is in the chat room as well, and she made a comment. And she said, swinger parties are not generally geared as a meet and greet or for watchers, but for those that play.
There's some people who are just voyeurs, though, who just like to go and watch.
I think for me, and the reason why I got into the lifestyle, and it's just my personal preference, is I try to go to parties with no expectations, because I'm not going to have a good time. I'm going to be too worried to do this, or, she got that sexy thing on, or she got this. So I don't go with the expectations, but I do go with the thought of, I'm going to have me a good time, whether it's having a conversation with this person, or, you know, going to play with this person, or going to play with that person. You approach me properly, then, you know, by all means, let's get down. You know, but mostly I want to just have a good time. So,
and I think
you
said the right thing right there, Crush. You go with an open mind. You know, I'm going to have a good time. Whatever happens. But
and sometimes I may not play all night. And it's not like I'm being bougie or stuck up, but I had time to sit down and talk and meet this type of person, and sit down and talk and meet that person, and I'm actually satisfied. You know, like, I'm very particular when it comes to having sex, especially at a party. And then it's just my mindset, me personally, my expectations of, if you're going to be at this party, you need to know how to lay the pipe. And after a while, I get pissed off when you go to a party. I'm more frustrated after the party than I was when I came to the party. So, like I said, and that is something that I don't want the party to become a turnoff to me. Like, all these guys, you know, they got whack dick game. They talk all this stuff online. They tell you all this stuff. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. And they, you know, you have sex with them, and they're just whack. So why is this girl acting like he got the biggest dick at the party when he don't, type situation? But that's just my opinion.
I think that's more of a mating thing, you know, because with a lot of women, they don't have sex for, not all women, but a lot of women, they don't go to sex parties to have sex for their own pleasure. And then they meet these guys, and they have sex with them, and they make an emotional connection.
Right.
And I think you can have substance without necessarily having an emotional connection. Because
mm-hmm.
I've been to a party and just really wanted to have a sexual experience with someone, and I don't talk to them. I don't speak to them again until we meet up at another event. You know, but a lot of people, they go to the event, they want to play with you, they want to get your phone number, get your email address, then you call. Then y'all start hooking up on the side. And then when you go again, you have to find somebody new all over again. And then you get bored with it.
Right.
Ladies, can I ask you a quick question?
Go ahead, and I'm going to get to the caller 817.
What is the criteria to play with a guy? Is it the big dick?
For me, I like regular dick. I think, I believe in, you know, you can't help what you're born with, but know what you're working with. And if the sexual attraction is there, there's all sorts of things that we can do. When I was younger, I used to be like, you know, if you don't have this size, then I'm not going. No, now I've learned, you know, I've found pleasure in all different sizes. It's really in the connection that we have. Now, with that being said, if I have ran into a couple of men that it was like microscopic, and it was nothing else there that was stimulating the situation. And I was like, okay, look, you know, you might need to have, you are the guy, not saying for all women, but that was the type of guy for me. You're going to have to give me a little bit more than just a physical friction, because it's not working. I'm going to have an emotional connection with you in order to be happy. And when I talk to women about the man that they're with, especially couples, I always tell them, just because he pleased you does not mean he's going to please me, because he's not taking out my trash every morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no obligation or feelings or emotional connection saying, well, I love this man. This is a physical attraction.
Okay.
You're at a swinger party. You have a very short amount of time to make a connection for sexual.
And put your best foot forward. Right.
So, you know, you want to do the best you can
with what you got. And to, like, I agree with you, you know, when you was younger, oh, yeah, I want these, you know, I want that, I want this, and I realized that it don't matter what size you are, if you know what you're working with and you know what you can do and you bring that to the table, then we can have a good time. But me
and appreciation crush, that plays a lot into it.
What I take, what I, my mentality, the way things work in my mind, it happens to do with ego. When it comes
yep.
to that type of situation and how I respond to somebody that I'm not really feeling sexually. Because
but he was trying.
I'm
he appreciates
single,
you. Like, let
no,
me do
but what
this.
I'm saying
you
is, when I'm, no, but it's really simpler than that because I'm a single female. Normally when I'm going to a party, I'm going by myself. I'm not bringing nobody with me. I done traveled there, whatever, whatever. I done made it there by myself or I'm rolling with somebody. And I know for a fact that when it comes to sex and it comes to a man's ego, you can say the simplest thing and it be nothing. You know, you can say, well, that was all right. You know, and he'll take it some type of way, and I don't need nobody to be waiting for me at the parking lot. You know, so I'm going to put my best foot forward regardless, and I'll let you know afterwards when I'm away down the block and around the corner in the comfort of my home and you call me up later or you hit me up later. Right, you know, no, not to do that. Because I'm just saying, like, that's, like I said, that's just the way I think about it. So if it was mm-hmm. bad, I'm not going to tell you it was bad at that moment, but I'm not going to have sex with you again type situation.
I'm just trying to charge that to the game. The ego does play a big thing. I went to a party
with my... It does play a big part at these parties, especially
when
you got liquor involved.
I went to a party with my cousin, and this was in Atlanta. And, you know, he got his first... He was involved with one female at the first, and he got another female who's doing a thing. And, you know, he needed a little stimulation. This girl was like, damn, what's up with your limp dick, nigga? Like,
wow.
It really threw him off. And she was
I think there's a way to do everything.
Right.
You don't want to, like I said, there's a code of conduct. First of all, you don't want to embarrass somebody. You don't want to create a hostile situation.
Let me just tell you, not only did she do that, after they left the room, she was there with like two or three of her girls. She went and told them, and was like pointing at him like, just limp dick nigga, like...
Yeah, see, you can't do that
I try to be as discreet as possible. But
right.
the one time I will say something, if there's a guy at a party, and it happens, sometimes there's random reasons why a guy can't perform. You never really know what the reason is. Women are fortunate enough to have more control over it than men do of theirs. But if you have a guy that's turning everybody off at the party because he knows his penis can't get hard, you know, he wants somebody to suck his dick all night long, me being a hostess, I'm going to handle that, especially when they're blaming every female in the room for the reason why they can't get hard. When most of us are adult enough, and that goes to surrounding yourself in a good community of people that you play with, adults have to be like, you know what, we all want to get gratification of this. We will do whatever we can to help each other get to that moment. But if it's not your night, it's just not your night. So I don't want you rubbing your limp dick all in my pussy, giving me friction so I can wind up feeling sore and raw. I need you to back it up. I'm not going to be your fluffer. I'm not going to suck your dick for 3 hours. It's not that serious. No, the light is not affecting your erection. No, the temperature is fine. It's not too cold. It's something going on, and it's okay. But now if it continues to happen at different events, at that point, before you even come back to mama, let you know, you have some performance issues. Have you worked them out yet? You know, how are you feeling about this? Because I don't think it's cool. This is not an experiment. This is a sexual experience. Not trying to figure out how to get your dick hard, that you know your dick ain't been hard since 1982. That is some bullshit, but you have to find a way to tell people how it's not working. This is not working. I do agree with Crush. When you're a single female, especially in your area, you know, you're in New York, motherfuckers don't care.
Exactly.
So you need to be safe about how you approach things. Me, I'm in a different people, different surroundings, but it has opened up to a few thugs that really don't give a fuck. They might be in the event. If it's not my event, which you go through more of a filtering process, you can be a little bit more open. But if I'm at somebody else's event and somebody's doing something that I don't like, I will take the blame myself. Like, oh, wait, just stop. It's me. Just stop. Mm-hmm. Yes, I am going to go tell my homegirls so they won't go through it as well, but I'm not going to make a public announcement. I don't want to embarrass anybody.
Well, let me get to this caller real quick, y'all. From the 817, how you doing? Welcome to Swing State of Mind with Trinity and LaCrush. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Mello.
Hey, Mello.
Hey, Mello.
I just want to say, I want to back up uh-huh. to the conversation that was going on first. Not a problem, Crush. That was going on first. Okay. The comment I made about not every party is geared or set up or even prepared to deal with people strictly socializing or strictly watching. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It just depends. I mean, like here on the East Coast, you have two levels a lot of times in some places. So one level is geared for the
right.
socialize, and then you have larger areas of play which can cater to those that are just watching. Okay, but that's
mm-hmm.
not the case everywhere, because like in Texas, you usually have one level, and sometimes the play areas may be smaller, maybe bigger, or it's just strictly a blackout room. So it's not geared for the watchers. There's nothing they can see in the plain dark. Me being a typical, more so a player, at a party, I play first. I may socialize at the end of the night. So for me, when I go to a party and people are not playing and they're socializing and they're dancing and they're meet and greet, I'm like, okay, really? Sometimes I've been known as a party starter, but I get tired of that personification because somebody will come up to me and be like, why don't you go and do this person, go get this started off. Hold on. I'm not sure. That part of
right.
that I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing this
mm-hmm.
for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
right.
that's why I say that, because at every event there's different perspectives. You have the
mm-hmm.
watcher, you have the socializer, the dancer, the player, and so depending on the event, or if you get to know your event that you're going to, that event is prepared to cater to what you like to do an event, then so be it. Because
right.
I realize some people said they like to meet somebody and take them back home. Okay, that's your thing. But me being a player and I'm at an event, and I'm like, okay, that person's in my scope. Then all of a sudden they leave and they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't understand why people may come to shop at the event and take them
mm-hmm.
away. You have the opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you cover. And you have the opportunity to meet up with 5, 6, whatever your choice. But when you come and meet one, then what's the difference to just go on to a club? You know, that's my perspective. You know, I'm not saying, you know, down on you for doing that. I have my own preference. You have your own preference. That's what you do. But I don't understand that aspect of it. You know what I mean? And when you do that, you don't know who you're taking home. You don't know what type of person they are, and you just took them to your house. You know, you put yourself potentially.
They're the first one to call and say, I don't like this person because such happened. Okay, wait a minute. Where were y'all at when this happened?
Right. And it has happened to me as a host. Somebody took somebody home, and then something happened, and they come calling me. Look, I didn't tell you to take that person home. You didn't ask nothing about me. You didn't ask too much, you know. And then, you know, you picked up the stalker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's so many different aspects of it, and it's very important as an attendee that you go to events that cater to your preference, because not every event is catered to you. And when you go to one that is catered to what you like, then you have a more enjoyable time at that event. Now, going back to the question about Laszlo asked about, what is it about a guy? Is it, okay, it's a lot of different things. It's not one particular thing that can get you the good. Sometimes it's your personality. Sometimes it's your look. Sometimes it's the pole. Sometimes it's just your swagger. It's so many different things. I've had a guy check off on everything, but that personality killed everything. I was like, no, you will never, never get this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so being confident, whatever you got, that's all it is to it. You know, I'm cool with that. So, you know.
Well, let me ask you, does personality outweigh a big dick? Or
sometimes, yes.
Personality outweigh?
Yeah, sometimes, yes.
And Laszlo, let me just say this. I haven't
That's
seen
not
you, haven't met you. Oh, who's that? This comment, I'm addressing Laszlo in this comment.
Oh.
In Laszlo's case, let me tell you, I haven't seen Laszlo. I haven't seen a picture, don't know what he got. But Laszlo's voice, he's already checked right there. He got a check, yep. You know, potentially, yes. You know, so it's different things that guys have to remember. Not every chick want a hood chick. Not every chick want a high maintenance. Everybody has different criteria for what they like and what that attraction is. And guys just have to remember that. Be confident, be who you are. Don't be pushy and stuff, you know, and just respectful. Events are about respect. Respect will get you further than swag.
Right.
Respect will.
All right.
Totally agree with you on that, Bello. I have a question in the chat room. One cool fella, he said, why do a lot of parties in New York want everyone to bring a bottle of top-shelf liquor? I'm in New York, and when I hosted my parties, I did ask for that for a couple of reasons. One, okay, I'm not going to give you all the reasons. I'm not going to tell you all my secrets. But for the most part, to me, when you have liquor there, and I like to socialize, and a lot of people get comfortable when they have a few drinks, especially if they're new to the game and they don't know what to expect and they just want to socialize. You know, that's how we party. You know, that when we, you know, you get a couple of drinks, you don't have to bring liquor, but you do have to call the person who's hosted a party and ask them what it is that you can bring if you don't drink. That's a lot of things that we don't. And then you have those people that bring the $5 wine, and I have to bring back 5 bottles of that. Nobody's drinking that. You just want to be cheap. So that's the main reason we ask for top shelf liquor. They want to get, you know, I don't drink like that, so. You know, you could bring whatever you want. But I know for the most reason, it got expensive money-wise. It got expensive for me to provide all the liquors that y'all do drink. You know what I'm saying? Like the Goose and the Ciroc and the whatever it is that you drink. And, you know, you come into the party and that's what you like to do, because there's people that come to, they'll complain about it, but they'll come to the party and get pissy drunk or for the liquor that's already there, but you bought a $5 bottle of wine. And nobody's drinking.
Can I get on that?
Go ahead.
That's not something that happens at every party. I first saw that on the East Coast. I've never seen that in the South.
Mm-hmm.
But,
that's why you were saying in New York.
Right.
Right. But if you don't drink, think about the price of a top shelf liquor and think about the mixers that they need and maybe put forth that much more money. And that much money towards juice, cranberry, you know, or like she said, call the host if there's something else that you can bring in substitution of the liquor. Because I realize some people, I don't drink, I shouldn't have to go to a liquor store. Well, fine, I appreciate that, but I tell you what, can you bring a case of water? Can you bring,
right.
You know, I call and ask, but not, and I'm learning by region, different places, different parties, different hosts do different things.
Right.
I've never seen that.
But
I know
go ahead, I'm sorry.
What you have to add on to that, you know, different regions do different things. And on the East Coast, you know, you might spend $400 on a hotel room, but down here in Texas, I might only spend $175.
Right.
So, but a lot of times what your host, now I'm going to say this two different ways, what the host should be trying to do is basically kind of compensate for some of the extra expenses that they have. Because a lot of people just assume that every hostess having a swinger party is making this enormous amount of money. But it's not always like that. Now, there are some hosts that do it strictly just to take advantage of the situation. You know, they're going to charge you $100 and you have to bring a top shelf bottle. Me personally, I feel like, you know, I've had parties here in Texas, and, you know, we talked about the price difference. Everybody wants to drink, but nobody brings anything.
Right.
So if you make a requirement, you know you are going to have enough. And if you keep the bottles that they bring and balance it off the cost, then you always have stock for later on, because we do events later on. It might not be as much. So we provide the alcohol. So I know on my end, I might not require you to bring a bottle. I just overcompensate in the actual price that I'm charging you to come.
So it doesn't matter if you're asking a host why they're asking you to bring a premium bottle of liquor, or why they're asking you to pay $200 instead of $80, or why they're asking you to bring a pack of condoms or toilet paper or toiletries. The point is they are trying to get compensation for the event that they're having. If you, as a person that is attending events, find that it is not worth it, not because no one is playing with you, but the event in general isn't worth it. The place isn't clean. There are no snacks. You were the only person that bought a bottle. There's no toilet paper. No one changed the bedding. Then that is your fault for paying a price for something that is not worth what they're asking.
That's exactly what happened. I totally agree with you on that. That happened to me back in August, and I haven't been to a party yet. You know, I went to the girl party. Didn't have a good time. It was a really sucky party. And she called me or she texted me like, oh, you're going to come to my party the following month. And I was like, no. Like, I'm not.
Well, that's what
that
we talked about. It's like people are chasing the dream of this exciting sex party. They went to multiple parties. Nothing has happened that they actually won't. They're steady spending money, especially men. Men do it more than women, especially when they find a place that will allow a single man to attend. And you're chasing a dragon, basically. I'm going to go there and it's going to happen.
You know,
and,
but, you know, like you said, the different scenes, it causes you to have different criteria. Like, I haven't hosted a party outside of New York State. You know, I haven't hosted a party outside of New York State, but I do know it's trying to host a party in New York City, like, you know, as far as the pricing is concerned and me trying to compensate for that. I didn't have, it was one time where I didn't offer you to bring a bottle, you know, but I had to charge somebody more because I had to make up for that. Like, them bottles are like $80 a pop, you know, and people come there and they are not responsible when it comes to drinks, you know. You tell people, you know, I'm not going to tell you can only have two drinks per night. You know, like, it's just...
But you know what's crazy, though? On the other hand, I've actually played with this. Mm-hmm. If you call up a group of people, there's several things wrong with this. If you call up a group of people, you think these people will have really great sex together. And you say, okay, I got five people, you know, I got four people, and the party is going to cost me $400. I need everybody to bring $100 each so we can have this party. They won't come. I've tried it over. They won't come. Because at that point, it's like if they're not attending an event, they're actually part of the event. You know, but if you charge people at the door, they'll come, and then you can have multiples. The other problem with that is you don't know how many people are going to actually attend. Now, I've come up with some ways to actually control that, but a lot of people don't have the database that I have to be able to filter out. But a lot of the parties, like 98% of them, they're not really sure who is going to attend. So you're thinking, okay, well, if I invited 400 people, I need at least 30 people to come to cover these expenses. So you try to budget by, I think, at least this many people are going to come to cover those expenses. And at the end of the day, I would tell anybody, it's more than just you coming to a party and having a good time. As the promoter, you have to go out and find these people, advertise, get everything together. And we are taking the legal responsibility for the place where we're hosting, because unfortunately, these parties are not legal. If somebody comes in and something happens, you get to go home. You show your ID. You don't have any warrants. Bye. The promoter or the hostess, they're the ones going to take the responsibility if there's something in there legal. So we're taking a risk every single time. So profit has to be made on my end. Y'all know I do a lot more work with my guests. I'm interviewing you. I'm screening you. I got live entertainment. I got food. You need to pay for that. You're going to have to pay for it in advance, too, before you can get to my door.
And then that's a whole other ball game when it came to that. But, however, I'm looking at the clock. We was having such a good time because that's how we do it here on Swing and State of Mind Radio Show. Just want to remind everybody, I do have a few more callers. I will get to y'all. We're not going to leave y'all out in the cold because this is our first time back. We got Trinity. We want to make sure we get to everybody. So we are going to go into overtime. Give us a call, 805-830-8320. Shout out to everybody that tuned in and hanging out with us and really do appreciate us. Before we go, I just want to tell everybody, go to phonefantasyradio.com. We're in the chat room right now. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Just look for Phone Fantasy Radio, Phone Fan Radio on Twitter. Like us. follow us, sign up for the email blast, sign up for the text message blast, so we can let y'all know when we live on air. And hope you enjoyed tonight's show. Do you want to say some quick goodbyes before we get to the rest of these callers, Trent?
Yeah, I want to say thank y'all for tuning in. This is Trinity Blake. As I said at the beginning of the show, I'm not sure when I'll be back on. Me and Crush have talked about it. We're going to try to work it out as soon as possible. But she will be there. She'll be having some people filling in for the show. So, guys, make sure you stay tuned in. I think it's worth every single second.
Right. And if you're interested in being a filler, hit me up on Facebook or Twitter, or send me an email at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, and we'll talk about it. So right now I have a caller. Right, there go my 90-second mark, but I do have a caller from the 917-202. State your name and where you're calling from.
Chev, calling from Brooklyn.
Hey, Chevy, baby.
Hi, Cross. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Any last thoughts about what we were talking about?
I only heard part of the conversation, and a lot of people don't, and I have to agree, a lot of people don't realize how much time and effort goes into actually running a swinger party. It takes time, takes effort. You got to deal with the fact that there's a lot of people that's going to end up flaking and not going up, and you know, you have to deal with that. It's just a lot of work. It's not like the smokescreen that what the media makes it seem like. It's really not. Especially if you're running.
Right, definitely a smokescreen there.
It is not deja vu or menage a trois.
Yeah, it's really not. It's a business at the end of the day. You have to handle it right. It's really a business.
And that's the thing. People, they don't want you to say that. When you mention the word business and swinging, you done said something wrong or you done did something wrong, when that really isn't the case. You know, like, this really is, I have to look at it that way, because I'm not dishing out $20, $50 here. We're dishing out rent money. You know, some people are dishing out rent money, and unfortunately, you try to have a partner, and y'all do this. And I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it that, you know, people are not, they don't want to take account for. And then when it's messed up, you know, like at the end of the day, that's my name on the line. I don't care who may came to the party and messed it up. At the end of the day, I'm the one who promoted the party. So, yeah, oh, Crush had this party, and it sucked. This guy did this, and this guy did that. Wait, I have no control over that guy. You know, I have no control over that guy, but yet it's still, I'm the one who has to take responsibility for that, you know, when everything is said and done. I done been called all types of things, and it gets real disgusting at times, because you're like, okay, we're grown folks. You would think that we would handle it with some type of finesse and some type of class, and it gets like high school, really. It really do get like high school, but that's a whole other subject. And we will be talking about more about this on the new season of Swinger State of Mind radio show. I got one more caller, 614. What up, John?
What's up?
How are you doing, baby?
Not much, John. Plus, I'm a grandfather. My cat gave birth.
Thank you for sharing that, John.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes it can be like embarrassing hell to go to these swinging parties, because it kind of fucking pissed me off, because my girlfriend took me to one and she wanted to have a threesome. Everything was cool until I found out who the hell was at the party. I don't mind having a threesome and, you know, a swinger party, but when she introduced me to the other person knew me, it was like, oh, fuck no, because she met this person, and it happened to be my sister.
Ew.
Oh. Gone. Hell no.
That's crazy.
Goes, well,
that is
no,
crazy.
No, it was. It was kind of funny and shit, but it is cool. Hey, they got a nice show on Channel 14 now about any ladies out there who have a hard time getting bras. It's on Channel 14 if anybody's got cable.
Okay. Listen, no, John, I'm gonna have to go right now because we are really into overtime, and our people want to
leave.
They want to hang up now.
All right.
Big shout out to Mello. Hey, Mello, you still with me?
Hey. He said, "Spit on his face." I heard that.
Okay, just making sure. I thought I heard that.
He got Tourette's. We love John.
I'm sober tonight, so I'm hearing everything.
Right. Okay. So, and I got one more caller from the 254.
Oh, yay!
They've been holding forever. Hey, 254. What's your name and where you calling from?
Marion from McLean. I wanted to holler at Mello. Just say hello to her.
Hey, Marion. Hi, sweetie.
How you doing?
Hey, Marion.
Trinity here too. Blow, we here too. Damn.
That's a Nobel Peace Prize winner for eating pussy right there, officially. This is it.
No, I've heard about him. Didn't I meet Marion?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Okay, just stop.
I didn't get to eat.
Okay,
all
right. Well, shout out to
Marion.
Well,
you should come eat me soon.
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I
got it like that down there. Wish I had it like that. I wish I had it like that. Anyway, Marion, you've been listening to the show. You want to add any comments?
No, I'm just listening, just checking it out there, but I get at it, though, next time.
Okay. No problem. I want to give a big shout out to Felicia, first time caller from New Rochelle, Ma from Brooklyn, Lady C, Laszlo, who's on air right now on Blog Talk Radio, and Russ from England, Mello, who else we had? Kismet, One Cool Fella, Chevy Baby, and also George called in. And everybody else that tuned in to the show, we really do appreciate y'all giving us a great welcome back. Hope y'all had a good time. And join me on Monday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m., for some good old music and more bullshit talk and everything on Musically Inclined with La Crush Hearts. And I'll be back next week. On that note,
bye.
I think it's time for us to sign off.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Good night. Enjoy your weekend. Behave. Have fun. And all that good stuff.
All righty.
I think I'm going to leave with a song. Should I leave with a song? Some song. I don't know. I just feel like I need to end with something. Ooh. That's the mood.
I know you're lying all alone, waiting for my call to tell me that your body's craving me. But the phone's not enough tonight. Let's make this reality.
We can do the things that you don't get.
We can do
it all alone.
Yeah, baby. Is it too late
to come on over and play that game? Late to slide on over and play that game?
When it be, do it, baby. Your crazy sex drive. I must admit I wanna play with your body, pretty mama, till the night becomes the middle of the day.
Do the things that you don't get to do, 'cause you lay all alone.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Just let me sit here and watch you strip for me, 'cause I know it gets you all.
Too late,
baby, to come on over and play.
I want.
only on Phone Fantasy Radio.